Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Gen Z is ruining everything. Thanks, Aaron. There we go.
Glad I can help.
More for you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
No, because I'm kind of locked in, so I don't want it. I don't want more. You guys are killing the alcohol business.
Mm-hmm.
How many Moscow mules have you had this week?
Yep. I'm not. You're welcome.
But why? Like, TIAC is kind of admitting it. Like, you really think this is happening. Like, there's a story out that the new shroom drinks are kind of taking over. And I just want to say, if you know of a good shroom drink, text in to 303-222-5423. You guys are all going to hate me for this, but the BREZ, you're now going to get advertisements on your phone. But it's not good. I tried it. It's not good.
Did it taste?
Yeah.
No, it tastes fine.
Okay.
They're just like one can, which the cans are like the mini 7-Up can size, the tiny little thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're like one can, you know, feels like you've got a good buzz on. Two cans, look out. Three cans, you're going to be the wildest person at the... And you're like, I did a case of this crap.
It's just nothing? Just
nothing.
It didn't kick in ever?
No. Nothing. So if there's something that's good, like,
yeah, I feel that way about CBD. What is
really?
That? I think it's fake.
What
I think it's nothing.
It's not supposed to make you buzz. I thought it's just supposed to heal you, isn't it?
It's supposed to make you relaxed.
It doesn't?
I mean, no, it has not worked for me whenever I've had a CBD anything. It's just, I just feel
I
the
used
same.
To put the, what
I'm
you,
still grinding my teeth.
Like, really?
I don't feel relaxed.
I used to put tincture, is that what you call it?
I think so.
Tincture under my tongue to try to go to sleep.
Oh.
And I kind of agree.
Okay. Because they make, like, don't they make CBD, like, in the bath, and they make CBD,
yeah,
like, everything.
I don't think you can get into your body enough in the bath.
Well, no, it, like, gets absorbed through your skin, helps with muscle recovery
really
or
works.
Something, helps with muscle, I don't know. I think it does, because they have, like, creams, too.
I think you took a bath. So
right.
You feel chill.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, have you ever bought...
It's the same way that, like, Epsom salts work.
I think that just works on the surface of your skin. Dude, there was, okay. There's this whole thing where it's like, and I don't want to take down particular brands, but like, if you, any of the stupid stuff you get in advertised on Facebook or whatever, it's
oh,
like,
yeah,
buy this stuff and you'll lose weight. So then I was like, when I was first trying to lock in, you buy the stuff. And then if you read the pamphlet, it's like, take two scoops of this twice a day. But then also, exercise 14 times a day, cut your calories down to 1,500, and you're like, it's that.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't take your two scoops and do the other two things you've written, I'm going to lose weight. You're probably, yeah, like...
That's true.
Like, then your thing is a lie. And, like, same to your point, CBD, oh, put this in your bath, and you'll be relaxed at the end. It's like, right, but a bath relaxes you.
It's both things because CBD helps. I looked it up. It helps with inflammation. It helps calm responses.
Inflammatory.
Thank you. And it can permeate through human skin. Like, that's how it works.
Are we sure that's a real thing?
Yeah.
Because I remember at some point, wasn't there like some snake oil where they're like, oh, you need more vitamin C, rub it on your skin. And like, you can't, it doesn't soak in that way. Like, where vitamin C gets absorbed, like, some things can come in through your skin, but it's like, you need vitamin C in your stomach or something. And like, you can't like
to really
rub it on your
effect.
Elbow
yeah.
and have it be like, oh, now you're set. You just warded off malaria.
You're the life of the party now.
I don't think that's
on that vitamin C.
Right? Okay. Anyway, so two things are happening. One, they're doing the shrooms, the shroomy beverages, which I want, again, text in if you know any good ones.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you saw, these ones are not magic mushrooms.
No, it's lion's mane and the breeze.
The study.
Oh.
That they're saying. They're saying it's lion's mane,
which breeze has that in there as well, I think.
Okay. So they're not drinking alcohol.
There's no alcohol in it.
Okay.
Some of them have a little bit of the shroom and a little bit, and some of them have some of the magic, but mostly lion's mane. There's a whole bunch of mushrooms. The whole mushroom industry is like,
it's booming right now for sure.
But like, I haven't had any positive effects yet. Mm. And
I just picked them off a burger not too long ago. I'm not in on that.
The other thing that TX said off the air that's blowing my mind, and then Aaron concurred, you guys don't go to clubs.
Mm-mm.
It's over? Like, you never go.
No.
I think it's because of COVID or the pandemic. I think there was either two options, right? Everyone would be locked down, and then when we opened up, it's like, we're making up for lost time.
And we're just going to go nuts.
But I think everyone went, I don't really miss it as much as I thought I would. Or the younger generation, Gen Z, is like, oh, we never went out. And now we don't know how to go out because we never did it. Now we just hang out. Yeah.
So where do you go to dance?
I don't. I'll go to like improper city or like more of a bar.
So you just stand in the middle of a bar by yourself and dance?
No, well, with a group of people and we'll just like dance that way. But it's not clubbing. Clubbing's not a thing anymore. No one wants to pay $18 for one drink.
And that's what happens at a club still.
Yeah, so, and bars too, but...
Yeah, cover to get in, Uber down there, expensive drinks, headache the next morning. I mean, they only see... If you've never done it, you only see the negative
side. The downside.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I don't want to do any of that. And it's like, no, but it's fun, or your friends are there, or you make memories, all this stuff, and they're like, I can do that a different way.
Yep, we can have a house party or something, just chill out at home.
Yeah, I got a bunch of vitamin C.
Aren't you a DJ? Don't you want people?
No, I do. Yeah, but I mean, I can't control that. It's just the crowd is shifting older.
So it's just.
I don't think it's a big thing like when you turn 21 to go out anymore.
Mm-mm. It's not.
I don't think. Yeah,
because I've been like wondering what's gonna happen when Noah turns 21. Like, what? Where would I take him? Do I take him to the church? Because he's never been. And like,
I've only been there once when I was 21.
Wow.
Okay. Well, Noah, when you turn 21, we're going to go watch the geriatric crowd.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.